friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Morena Celine, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm going all right. Yeah, I can't complain really.
That's cold. Good. Yes, cold, definitely cold. I think this is the season where people discover just how insulated their houses are, which is actually not what we're talking about straight out the gate. We've got someone who's asking, hey, if my light bulb blows, whose responsibility is it to pay for it? I've always paid for this, but I thought I'd double check in case it's something that is my property manager's job. Gotta save where you can, lol. Also, if it's their job, do you have any website that says so? I don't trust them not to refute it.
This feels slightly roasty given my house doesn't have many light bulbs in it, I would say, currently.
Nice.
Given that it's our responsibility to replace them, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, it is. The law doesn't clearly say who is responsible. So, as usual, there's not really any firm position drawn, but the Tenancy Tribunal has required tenants to replace standard light bulbs before, so that's kind of what I'm going off. However, if they're particularly expensive or hard to kind of deal with, or they've broken because of a maintenance issue where they haven't, like there's been a water leak or something, then that gets more complicated and it really should be their concern. But for your average light bulb, unfortunately, I'd better buy some new ones.
I respect the trying to save where you can vibe, though. That's a big mood, a big mood.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, what's the notoriously bad rental company? Starts with a Q. Do you know why they were bad and if people still avoid them? My friend is looking at an apartment in Wellington and I'm trying to tell them who to tread carefully with.
Okay, so it makes it seem like the they who cannot be named or whatever starts with a Q. So
yes.
I think, if I'm allowed to say it, this is referring to Quinovic, who do have a kind of bad reputation, I would say, for a lot of different reasons. And I, you know, use the news to your greatest advantage, do a little look, but there was a big commotion in 2018 when they were doing some advertising campaigns that were like pictures of someone crying, and they said something like, your tenant may hate us, but you'll love us. Targeting landlords.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and stuff about financing, your tenants financing your social life, and like pictures of people drinking. So they're hated for numerous reasons, but it's probably not as simple as avoiding all of their properties in Wellington.
Mm.
And they do operate across the country. So I, you know, it is something to be wary of, and I would just the kind of critique of them in Wellington has been strong, maybe just because there's a smaller market and there's been more tenant activism down there. So there may just be more kind of record of what's been going on. So it may be more national as well. But I don't have specific advice other than I've seen newspaper articles recently as well that are talking about worst experiences tenants have had, and there is often a common denominator. And it does start with a Q, so it's one thing to be aware of, but I'm sure it's probably not the only thing.
Yeah.
So if you've got friends on the ground, maybe hear about some of their experiences. You can also search the Tenancy Tribunal for specific landlords, right? But not for things that are specific to like property management companies, I don't think. It needs to be more specific than that. So I don't really have good advice.
That sounds like wise advice. Ask around and
do your research.
Yeah, word on the street is usually the best way to find out actually if properties you're going to move into are, you know, going to be really tricky. That's a fortunate thing about living in a small country with a small pool of houses to live in, is that you probably will find out that you know someone who's also flatted there. So just poke around, ask mates of mates and see if anyone knows anything. And that's
absolutely
a pretty good
way
to find out. Yeah.
And all property management companies are kind of, they're institutionalizing the service. So they're operating in a certain way, and that has a lot of positives and negatives. But I think, yeah, when you hear about a certain, ethics of one company continually coming up as something that is being focused on as being problematic in a number of ways, that's probably something to keep in mind.
Cool. We've got a couple more that have come through here. One that's a bit more around who pays for what. Someone says, hey, Celine, our landlord has just sent us the bill for garden maintenance that happened last week, but it's not on our contract that we have to pay for it. It also doesn't say anywhere specifically that the landlord would be managing it either, but I assumed that since the man who came to do the lawns arrived, that must be either the agreement or something like that. Our landlord is now saying that he told us verbally when we viewed the house that we would be paying for lawn maintenance, but since it's not actually in the contract, does that count?
Okay, this is a tricky one because I know when you're going to look at properties to move into, often it's one of those things that whether or not the lawns are included or something like that, it's actually a significant cost, but it's not really something that is discussed that openly or that you might know you have to ask about.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like within the law, tenants are responsible for keeping the outdoor areas tidy unless the tenancy agreement says otherwise. So if it doesn't say in your tenancy agreement that they are responsible, the kind of assumption is that it's you, unfortunately.
Right.
But if it's a verbal thing as well, it really should be in the contract.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. But I would say there's definitely something there about working out what the exact responsibility is. And I would get more specific advice from like the Tenants, Auckland Tenants Protection Association.
Yeah.
So basically it looks like the tenant's responsibility is seen as like keeping the lawns, weeding the garden, kind of that basic maintenance. But bigger stuff around pruning that requires certain equipment is the landlord's responsibility. So even though you may be in a situation where they're thinking you're paying for the lawns being mowed, it shouldn't be more excessive gardening maintenance than that. And you may even have a way to kind of set that up and get out of that scenario, I would just get more specific help.
Cool. Okay.
But you really, at the beginning of your tenancy, want it to be written in the tenancy agreement whose responsibility it is, so you're all clear and you've got it in writing as well.
For sure. We've just had a question come through now, Celine, which is about heat pumps, which is very fitting for this freezing season. We've got two heat pumps, one in the main living area and lounge, and another in a small nook outside two bedrooms. The main one has been broken for nearly 3 months now, and our property manager has said she has a guy looking into a new one for about 6 weeks. I think that's how long that the property manager's been saying that. Is that illegal? Grey area, because there's one working one, but that only works with the back of the house, and they've also said that they have huge windows wrapping around basically the entire house, so it gets really bloody cold.
Okay. Well, definitely, I would say, look online at the Healthy Homes kind of guidelines, because a lot of it is about, which is problematic in its own way, a lot of it is about heating that main living area.
Yeah.
So in another house I lived in, the heat pump was in one side of the house and all of the bedrooms were freezing because it only heated up the warm part of the house where the kitchen and the living room was.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the part of the house that's really mandated within this Healthy Home stuff. So I would say you've got grounds to really say that this is the room that the Healthy Homes is talking about and our heat pump is not working. So whether or not we have another one is kind of irrelevant. So I would look at that stuff to see what it's saying. Not working for that long. You could maybe look at using one of those 14-day notices to remedy. So really trying to get them going before the really cold weather sets in. It's also a time issue, given that the cold weather is coming. It is the time of year you need it. So I would have a look at some of the resources around the Healthy Homes you can find online, and I would also maybe call Tenancy Services or another advocate, because you want your house heated and you might just need to give them some pressure backed up with your knowledge of what the Healthy Homes needs to provide.
For sure.
What that mandates.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Celine. Wise advice as always. Have a great week and we'll talk to you in a fortnight.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland Renters Advocate, Celine.